I'm Ray McDonald on the Voice of America, and this is the Top 5 Countdown. We're training our gaze upon the five most popular songs in the Billboard Hot 100 Pop Singles chart for the week ending March 1st, 2014. Last week, the Top 5 was in flux, with four positions changing hands. This week, not so much. Beyonce and Jay-Z are your comeback kids, as Drunken Love, which previously plunged six slots to eighth place, rebounds to number five. It turns out Beyonce has her critics, and one spoke out this week. Details are on the way.
Drunk in love, we'd be all night. Nothing I remember is our beautiful bodies running off in that glue. Drunk in love.
Beyonce and Jay-Z are back in the hunt as Drunk in Love recovers three slots to number five. Back in January, Beyonce raised some eyebrows with her risque performance of this song at the Grammy Awards. This week, actress Garcelle Beauvais told the website Hello Beautiful that certain things are too overt for children, and Beyonce may want to tone down her act a bit. She later clarified her remarks, saying she loves Beyonce, and her words were taken out of context. Holding at number four are A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera with Say Something. Christina's full of surprises these days. I'll have more after the song.
Say something, I'm giving up on you. I'm sorry that I couldn't get to you. Anywhere I would follow you. Say something, I'm giving up on you.
A Great Big World and Christina Aguilera stay in fourth place with Say Something. Last week, Christina said she was engaged to her boyfriend of 3 years, Matthew Rutler. This week, reports emerged that she's also expecting her second child. She has a six-year-old son, Max. Holding at number three are Jason Derulo and 2 Chainz with Talk Dirty. Jason's readying a new album. Stand by for more.
Been around the world, don't speak the language. But your booty don't need explaining. All I really need to understand is when you
talk dirty to me.
Jason Derulo and 2 Chainz spend another week in third place with their international hit, Talk Dirty. Last year, Jason released an EP titled Tattoos. A new full-length album, also titled Talk Dirty, will hit the market on April 15th. The album will feature a collaboration with his girlfriend, Jordan Sparks, upon whom Jason bestowed 10,000 roses on Valentine's Day. Well, last week, Pharrell Williams stormed into second place with his worldwide hit Happy. This week he pauses ahead of what may be a huge awards victory. Stand by for more.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Pharrell Williams treads water in second place with Happy, which first appeared in the animated film Despicable Me 2. On March 2nd, Pharrell will perform at the Academy Awards ceremony, where Happy is up for a Best Original Song Oscar. It's running against another big pop hit, Let It Go, from the movie Frozen. Katy Perry may be our singles champ for a fourth week with Dark Horse, but she's suddenly dealing with a public relations problem. Details are on the way.
So you wanna play with magic? Boy, you should know what you're falling for. Baby, do you dare to do this? 'Cause I'm coming at you like a dark horse.
Katy Perry spends a fourth week atop the Hot 100 with Dark Horse, featuring Juicy J of 3-6 Mafia. Some members of the Muslim community are protesting the video in which Katy melts a man wearing a necklace bearing the name of Allah in Arabic. An online petition asking YouTube to ban the clip has compiled more than 15,000 signatures. Well, that's it for now, but the Hot 100 never sleeps. Join me next week for an all-new Top 5 Countdown right here on The Voice of America.